After 146 years, Greatest Show on Earth takes final bow at Sold Out Show by Tamara Lush for the Associated Press in Uniondale, New York. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus that has wowed crowds for 146 years with its Greatest Show on Earth took its final bow on Sunday. The circus's last show at the Nassau County Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, sold out, and former circus performers were in the audience. It's something of a reunion or a funeral for a production that's centered on bringing joy to the public. Ringling's parent company, Feld Entertainment, announced in January that it would close the show, citing declining attendance and high operating costs. Animal rights activists had targeted the circus, saying that forcing animals to perform and transporting them around the country amounted to abuse. And in May 2016, the company removed elephants from its shows, but ticket sales continued to decline. Once a mainstay of entertainment in small towns and big cities across the country, Ringling had two touring circuses this season, one of which ended its run earlier this month in Providence. That show was the more traditional three-ring circus, while the one in Uniondale, about 30 miles east of New York City, had a narrative storyline. Called Out of This World, it's set in futuristic outer space, with ringmaster Jonathan Lee Iverson narrating in his signature baritone. It's an arena show with an extravaganza of big cats, motorcycle stunts, clowns performing death-defying tricks, ice skaters, and Mongolian contortionists. And that's just the first half. The second half includes more aerialists, hoop divers, basketball players in unicycles, and an act that the circus staff calls the Fuzzies, featuring dogs, pigs, llamas, and goats. There are mild explosions and flashing lights, a sensory overload, but one that captivates the little ones, as does the giant branded boxes of popcorn and the snow cones in big cat mugs. In the end, though, Feld executives said they knew the circus couldn't compete with iPhones, the internet, video games, and massively branded and carefully marketed characters. Their other productions, Frozen on Ice, Marvel Live, Supercross, Monster Trucks, Disney on Ice, resonate better with younger generations. And so the Greatest Show on Earth will be no more.